Just last one. 4 years ago, we fixed up our governance when we internalised management. We brought everything together. And we were running a conflicted, poorly governed, arguably, model before with the conflicts that come with external management. There's a few others in the market now who are doing that still and are trading at 30, 40% discounts to NTA. Just like to hear your reflections on whether it was a good move or not, 4 years on, to take the governance high road and to internalise the management. You know, what's your reflections on whether that was the right move to make at the time and how it has affected the governance of the company?
Well, let me tell you, that's a very interesting question, and I need to reflect a little bit, so it's not kind of, can't quite roll it off. So you'll have to bear with me a bit. But the property trust industry for about 50, 60 or 70 years has been externally managed. And it was relying on fixed or semi-fixed yields and returns from various buildings that they owned, and they were externally managed, because there was really nothing much to manage there. So that went on for many, many years. And then it grew a lot more, and these companies, property trusts, grew in size and grew in activity. So the opinion of the market and generally was that the third-party management is not a good thing. But let me tell you, the result is what property trusts are today. Because the internal manage, and I'm not talking about ourselves, because we kept the same formula now for many, many years, varied it from time to time a little, and then why we internally managed was not because we had a problem with conflicting interest. We had a problem of size. Three different companies couldn't do what the one company can do now. We had no problem with external management or internal management. There was no difference to us. I know that you and many others have thought so, but we didn't look at it that way. But the result of this internal management of REITs have resulted, they're managing now. I mean, a management can't just sit there and collect rent from 10 or 15 or 20 buildings and do nothing. So they manage. They develop, they do partnership, they do anything. So they have this internal management have changed the character of the REITs or the property trust. Judgment on that. I think today you think it wasn't so good. But you know, these are issues that evolve. And I think this evolution for the general industry of property trust wasn't so good because it ventured into fields that the investor didn't expect into. I'm not going to mention company names. They did it what they did with the best intention and in the circumstances. Well, we didn't choose that road. So I think that to respond to the major question, what is the difference to us between external management and internal? Zero. The issue is that we have a lot bigger company, a lot stronger, and we can do a lot more, and I think earn more. What the others do, I think that they evolved into this kind of hybrid type of companies, and I'm not quite sure whether this is what the property trust or REITs investors looking for. I think a little time will pass, and the decision will be made on that by the general public and the investors.